Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. It is 8:06 on the clock. At your host, James J. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa K.
Good morning.
And our head of production, Seth Haphacker.
Good morning, everyone.
Our head of all things nature and fun and weather, Mr. Paul Trombley, joining us right now from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
That's right. I try to be the Bob Ross of meteorology.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Oh, that was good, sir. That was good. Nicely done. So how are you doing over there today? You painting some happy trees, or you?
Yeah, we're going to give this cloud a friend.
Great.
Paul, you're the best. What has Mother Nature got in store for us today? Our first day of summer. It's the longest day of summer here, I should say. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, our summer solstice is nearly upon us. At 9:30 something, maybe, or something like that. Or I can't remember exactly what happened.
Okay.
Hour. But we officially headed into the summer season, and looks like we're still going to enjoy that sunshine today as highs reach about 87. Southeast wind 5 to 10, 59 and clear tonight, and then upper 80s with some sunshine Thursday. 60 on Thursday night, still more of this upper 80s, 90 on Friday coming up here, and sunny and dry through the end of the week, still 91 on Saturday, sunshine, then a late day shower storm chance moves in, and some of those chances for showers and storms picking up Saturday night into Sunday, so not the best for rain to fall on the weekend, but we definitely will welcome that nonetheless here with some of those showers and storms. Saturday night, 63 showers, some scattered storms Sunday, 82, still some showers in that forecast Monday, 75. And maybe an isolated shower Tuesday, highs about 76 at that point. But definitely staying with the hot weather here into the first part of the weekend. Still picking up here for it.
I'm definitely going to welcome that rain when we need it, because we need it. I appreciate that, Paul.
Exactly.
Always good to talk to you, sir. You have a great morning.
You guys too.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate you. Best in the business right there. Our good friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Now I'm picturing Paul with an afro.
With those 70s afros.
Now.
Man.
That was great. Good way to kick off the show, and we kick off every show that way, so be sure to join us 8 to 10 every Monday through Friday right here at the morning show. So how is everybody doing this morning? We caught up over on WIRI. Things rolling good over there, Melissa? You got your coffee?
I do. I got my second cup, and I'm ready and a-rarin'.
Nice. All right. Nice. Very good. Seth, you good over there?
I'm good. I've had two. I'm ready. Let's do it. Come on. Let's go. Rah, rah, rah.
Right on. Because I got to get into something. Have either of you, and you can go ahead and call up at this one too, 424-2600, have either of you ever been mistaken for yourself? Mistaken for yourself.
Huh.
So the other day I'm at the gas station, and I go to this gas station by my parents' house every morning, and there's a great group of people over there that work their tails off and are really good at what they do. And there's a lady there that I talk to about, stuff that's coming up on the show and everything. She asks how's it's going, and we just touch base a little bit. She's a great listener. Been listening a long time, long before I was here. And we were talking, and there's a new lady who came rustling over, and she looks at me, and she goes, "Say something else." So I'm like, I'm talking a little bit, and she's like, "Okay, you sound an awful lot like this person that used to be on 103, and they were just so energetic, and they were so lively," she said, or something like that, and I'm just kind of smiling and everything, and I'm like, did they go by Knight Rider or Jimmy or something? And she's looking at me like, maybe, I think so, I think Knight Rider, yeah, and she keeps going, and so I just let her talk, and I was like, well, actually, that was me. I that was how I first started in radio. I was at 103 for a good 8-9 years before I started working here and all that. And she's looking at me, she's like, no. Like, well, yeah. And I just laughed it off because I thought she was kidding. I was like, She's like, no, that wasn't you. It was me. It was definitely me. And I got to get going to work. So she's going to do her things, and I'm like leaving the shop. And as I'm leaving, I'm hearing her say something to the lady. She's like, that wasn't him. It's like, so I got mistaken for myself.
And then denied. And then denied.
Like, first off, who's lying about being called Knight Rider? Who would ever in their life
admit to that, right? Yes, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Let alone, I don't know. I still don't know what to do with this story. I don't know if I should laugh, if I should be offended, if I should, to go ahead and just enjoy. I don't know. I don't know what to do with that one.
You know it was you. You know.
At least I know.
Knight Rider.
I am tempted. I was going to reach out to my old program director and boss and the guy that originally hired me, Jim Ross. You may know him better out there as Panama Jack. I was going to have him call up and just like, Panama, would you please prove to these people that you hired me and you named me Knight Rider? But knowing him, he would just play into the joke.
Oh, yeah. No, like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. He would not help me out at all. He would not.
I think moving forward, we should just call you Knight Rider exclusively.
Uh-oh. I don't think Melissa's ever going to be on this show again. I think I just lost out now.
We're looking for a new co-host. I usually fire Seth. I've never fired Melissa.
This is the first time she's fired Melissa.
This is as close
That's
as it's ever
the first for
come.
Everything.
No, we need her too much. Yeah. I actually have a feeling Melissa might be trying to get herself out of the job.
Yeah, yeah.
If I call him Knight Rider, that'll do it.
Well, you did say you didn't know what to do with the story. I'm just true. Giving you options, you man.
That's true.
That's always, Melissa is always going to help
she's,
you with
yeah.
that.
She's always there, man.
There is no end of the road. Melissa is always going to find a way to get you to where you need to be.
That's right.
I would like to start off our show with supporting a local business, and a big shout out to a local business. Spent my afternoon yesterday over at Images and Ink Tattooing over at 221 Oak Street right here in Rapids. Saw Dan and Dawn over there. Great to see them, and a good morning to those two. Dawn got my other wave done on my other leg.
Oh, nice.
So not only do I now feel balanced, but...
He's walking on water. He's literally walking on water.
Walking in water now. Yeah, my feet are always in water now. I'm very happy with that. I did want to send a big shout out to those guys. There are so many things that a tattoo artist it does that is different than any other type of artist I can think of. Obviously, working on skin, the act of there's no eraser. There's none of that. But I was talking to Dawn, and I've mentioned before the last time we were talking, I go to her with this very 2D black and white image, and she comes back with this orange, ocean-colored kind of beautiful waves that she put on my legs. It actually looked like waves. She brought up a really good point yesterday where what I had the design, if you were standing, I would say, even just like 20 feet away, you wouldn't really be able to tell what it is. It would just look tribalish. But now you can tell they're waves. You can actually tell because an artist actually took a 3D brain to it.
Yeah.
The other part we were talking about, I thought this healed awfully quick. I was like, she's asking how it was doing, the last one that I got last month. I was like, yeah, it seemed to heal quicker, but I just thought it was in my head. It's like, oh, no, that's really good to hear. We need to hear that. Because there's new techniques now that they're doing that can help heal. The tattoo heals quicker. The colors stay longer. The detail is more defined. She's just describing this to me, and I'm just blown away because this is one of the most original creative artists I've ever known, going back to high school with this guy. Hearing her talk about that, to me, there's so many people that get good at something, and I'm good. I don't need to learn anymore. I don't need to grow in this industry. I'm fine. The fact that at this point in her career that her and Dan are both still looking at new techniques, still looking for ways to improve the art, improve the craft, like it just speaks to why they're the best in the business. And I encourage you to reach out to them. Any tattooing needs you have, go on over to Images and Ink. They're incredibly great at what they do. I find that no matter what the industry, I am inspired by people that will continue to grow at what they do. I will never forget being a kid and watching an interview with the great Anthony Quinn, one of my favorite legendary actors that I feel like has gotten way lost in the shuffle that nobody ever talks about anymore. He's talking about how the role that he was in, it was one of his last roles, and he had to learn an accent. And he had an accent he had never done in his career. And the guy's in his 80s at the time. And he's training and working, and he's talking to his, I think, one of his kids about helping him with it and everything. He just had a lot of fun with it. And so he learned a new accent, like 80-something. He didn't have to do that. He didn't have to take the role. I admire that. I think that is not only inspiring to others, but for you yourself, it's good for the soul.
Yeah,
I noticed this with my parents. They're retired, but you can't tell because they're still bopping around and they're looking for new things to do, even though they both got the bum hips. They're always growing and they're always trying to find new ways to not only improve their lives, but like with my dad, he loves his card collecting. But there's different ways to collect now, and there's different ways to do these things. I think it's always interesting and inspiring.
Very cool. Yeah. I always, as a person who is not interested in getting a tattoo, I've always been fascinated by tattoo artists and their skill. It's just, you know, they're like any other artist. They just, their canvas is the body. Yeah. And it's really fascinating how they're able to work with that medium. It's just really interesting.
You can reach out to Images and Ink, go into their website, imagesandinktattooing.net. Imagesandinktattooing.net is the website. Go ahead and bookmark that. Like their Instagram and Facebook pages, follow them on social media, and be sure to give them a call when they open their doors at 10-423-6656, 423-6656. Buy local, support local, everybody. And again, big thank you to Dan and Dawn. I'll see you guys real soon. We're going to go ahead and talk some rafters a little bit later, get into that. We got some fun stuff this morning we're going to get into in just a little bit after Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. We have it's the day of summer, so we got 15 things we love about this day.
All right.
We're also, of course, it's Wednesday. We're going to be joined by Phil Hartley and our friends at Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Very cool.
Oh, yeah.
Looking forward to that. 9 o'clock hour, some entertainment news. Then I write stories, some good stories of the day. And also going to talk about a job listing that I think all three of us would go for. coming up along with a study that found how great napping can be for the brain. All of that coming up for you right here on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. We always seem to get this one. I do feel like we should add some lyrics to it. Like we the three of us should sing along or something like that.
Like robots? Yeah. Happy birthday to you.
Yes, yes, I like that.
But different lyrics. And make it like ChatGPT.
Oh, that's it. We got to throw the happy birthday, like happy birthday, into ChatGPT and see what kicks out. That's what we got to do. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends at Misty's Menu. Time for you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Get us your birthdays and anniversaries. We want to celebrate with you. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james.mailf@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on Facebook as well. And if you're celebrating a birthday, you want to get on over to Misty's. Let them know it's your birthday. What will they get?
Pie.
You heard it from the head of the Pie Council and a big fan of pie, and Melissa. Pie. Get yourself some of Brian's original pie. It's good stuff,
everybody. Pie. Okay.
Head on over there. Let's go ahead and get to our local list here. And we got a great one today. We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 names on
nice.
The list.
Nice. Oh, that's awesome.
Excellent.
Give me a 1 through 5, Seth.
4.
All right. That gives us our qualifier. Oh, we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, I want to wish a very happy birthday to Sarah Place. I'm trying to think of how to introduce
Sarah. Happy birthday, Sarah.
Sarah is Travis Place's wife, Travis over on Big Cheese 105.5 and all that, or not Big Cheese, or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
I'm sending people to our station. I like that. I like what I just said there. I'm actually not going to correct that at all. No.
Go to 105.5. That's where it is. Yeah.
Travis is one of my older friends around here, and his wife, Sarah, is just as amazing and funny and wonderful as he is. Sarah is a heck of a person.
All right.
Enjoy your day, Sarah. Hope it's a good one for you.
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday.
Wishing happy birthday to Kelsey Z.
Happy birthday, Kelsey.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Kelsey. Also, happy birthday to John Klingforth.
Happy birthday, John.
Happy birthday.
John, we wish you a great one.
Mm-hmm.
We want to wish a very happy birthday to a great friend of ours. Joins us here a couple times a month, Mr. Stephen Hittner.
All right.
Happy birthday, Stephen.
Happy birthday. He's out of the country, though, I think, isn't he?
Yeah, he's celebrating, right. Whatever he's doing, he's enjoying himself.
Yeah, I hope so.
Appreciate Stephen. Mm-hmm. I have actually learned a lot from him and Katrina over the years. I enjoy so much when they come in and we talk. And those two are a big reason why I got comfortable doing Midday Magazine, is working with them. And just a lot of people will say to me, you just make this easy. I didn't start out that way. Others made it easy for me, and it was those two included.
Yeah.
Stephen was a big part of that, and appreciate everything him and his family does for the community, and certainly what they do over there at Family Natural Foods. Be sure to join them over at Family Natural Foods.
Mm-hmm.
And if you talk to Stephen anytime soon, because he's out of the country,
yeah.
anytime soon, wish him a great day, wish him a good birthday. And we want to wish a very special happy birthday to our qualifier today, one of our long, long time listeners, Mr. Gary Munch.
Oh, Gary!
Ooh, happy birthday, Gary! Birthday.
And congratulations!
Gary joins us on Playmakers and Over the Back Fence all the time, and it just worked out that Gary's name was the qualifier. Seth can't see the list.
I cannot.
See. Number him beforehand. Couldn't have worked out more fun there for Gary.
Yeah.
That's great. Gary, enjoy yourself. Have a great day, sir, and you're our qualifier.
That's right.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day. Taking a look at our celebrity list, let's see here. We have Rebecca Black turning 26. Very famous for the song Friday, which annoyed a lot of people real quickly. It's Friday.
Yeah.
It was that song. But she's redeemed herself quite a bit. She has a song out called Satellite that is hit the charts and done very well. She's really bounced back and had is having a very solid career.
Nice.
I think that's really interesting. When usually pop stars get kind of like, not blacklisted, but they get kind of out, you know. Music is so interesting to me because no matter how hard producers or record companies or execs or anybody like that try to push stuff, you can't force hits.
Nope.
A song's a hit or it's not.
Yep.
People are going to like it or they're not. There's a billion stories of, well, we released that as a B-side, or we never thought anybody would like that song, and it's one of the biggest hits of all time.
Right.
You can't choose what you is.
No, or what the public's going to like. You have no idea.
And the public gave her a second chance.
Yeah.
The public have given her songs and her music a second. I think that's kind of interesting. I don't listen to her music, but I think it's interesting. And she's a young lady. She's 26. I mean, that's pretty cool. Amazing singer and songwriter Lana Del Rey is 38.
Wow.
West Coast, Summer Sadness, Born to Die, Young and Beautiful, Video Games. I really like Blue Jeans. That is probably my favorite song of hers. I love a sultry soul singer.
Yes.
She's
got a great voice.
Yeah. That sing like velvet. Just, you know, she's got one of those voices. She's one of those people that she could sing that Friday song, and I'd probably enjoy it.
To come around to liking it.
Yeah, there you go.
Sharna Burgess is 38, Dancing with the Stars pro. Say good morning to her. Chris Allen is 38, winner of season 8 of American Idol. He beat out Adam Lambert. It's always weird to me when you know the name Adam Lambert, but you don't know the person that
the
won.
The one, yeah.
I'm not saying this towards the artists, more towards the producers and the people that run the show. I mean, American Idol is going to go strong for probably another 20 years or something like that. They don't care about what I think or anything. But I'll tell you, it really doesn't speak well of your product. It really does.
The runner-up is the bigger star. Yeah. Wait, what are you doing here?
That happens more than not.
Yeah.
You know, for every Carrie Underwood or Kelly Clarkson, there is this reference.
Yeah,
here,
exactly.
These kind of things. Let's see. Prince William is 41. Kate Middleton's husband and son of Prince Charles and Diana, heir to the throne. Unless that changes, I don't know.
Who cares?
They cannot catch a break, and not that I'm saying they deserve one. They have made their own bed, but I feel like every week I'm seeing something else about those two, and it's never anything positive. It's always, and it seems to be self-inflicted.
Yeah.
It seems to be, you can ask for empathy in a lot of ways in life, and I think that everybody is entitled to it. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with, well, you have it so good, so you shouldn't feel bad. Like, you only have your perspective.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to begrudge somebody that is dealing with this when I've dealt with all of this.
Yeah, none of us know what it's like to be royalty.
But
right. At the same time,
they're royalty.
They're royalty, for God's sake. Have some perspective.
Yeah.
this tour that they were doing of doing interviews just to whine and say that everybody's beating up on blah blah blah. That's only going to make people do it more.
They don't apparently know how this works. I have to say, if you look at the history of the British royal family, this has been a constant issue for 400 years, five thousands of years. Okay, it's always going to happen. You're going to get scandals. You're going to have all this stuff. It's not new. So I know they try so hard. They try so hard to make them look normal. Yeah. And it's just,
No.
And when the first article that I bring up is Prince William and Princess Kate don't want Prince Andrew's home. Thank you very much. Really? It just, if somebody wanted to give me a home, I don't think I would say no.
There is no circumstance.
When you can.
Yeah, James, this house is haunted for thousands of years. I don't care.
I'll take it. I'll charge the ghost rent.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I would do. Brandon Flowers is 42, lead frontman and singer songwriter for The Killers. Mm-hmm. Mr. Brightside, Somebody Told Me. Mm-hmm. I spent a good three four years with a girl who was her mom and her sister were the biggest Killer fans I have ever known in my life.
Wow.
Like, think of your favorite band times it by 20, and that's how these guys were. Brandon Flowers came out with a solo album, mm-hmm. and he was doing a bunch of stints in Chicago leading up to his actual tour. So there were some tickets out there. I got them for us, and we go and we see the show. And I'm going just for them. Mm-hmm. I the Killers are okay, but they're not my thing or anything like that. I was blown away. Brandon Flowers can sing.
Yeah.
He can run it wasn't a big stage. It was a very stripped down set, but you couldn't tell. Like, he gave you a show. He is a heck of a frontman.
Yeah.
Everything that I heard him do audio-wise on CD or over the radio or anything like that, he brought it. He sounded the exact same. It was very, very
He
talented.
Is very talented, yeah.
Blew me away. And they got a couple hits that I like.
Yeah.
Chris Pratt is 44.
Wow.
So when you think of arcs of an artist's career, there are few that I wouldn't say few, but there are not as many that you would think that compare to like a Chris Pratt's arc.
Yeah.
Where when we meet him, his big break is Parks and Recs, mm-hmm. and he's playing Andy, the beloved buffoon, bit chubby,
but dumpy.
Yeah. A little bit misplaced and everything. And then he gets the Guardians role, and now he's in like 80 action movies.
Yeah, right.
He's in incredible shape. He's getting role after role after role.
Jurassic World, Domination.
He's got another series that he started with Amazon that he's doing. Mm-hmm. He's working like crazy, man.
To mention the Super Mario Brothers movie.
Oh, that's true. The voice of Mario. That's right. He was homeless at one point, wasn't he? He was living in his car when he was trying to make his break. Yeah.
This is a guy who, at least as of right now, seems to have his feet on the ground because he paid his dues to get here.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
So I admire that anytime you see that in an actor's career. Maggie Sith is 49. Wendy on Billions, she was Jack's wife on Sons of Anarchy. Good actress. Mm-hmm. Good actress. Juliette Lewis is 50.
Oh, wow.
Gosh, wow. I love Julia Lewis.
I do, too. But now I feel old.
Kate Fear, Natural Born Killers. just such a great actor. Mm-hmm. Such a good actor. Very, very talented. Alison Moore is 51, country singer and Shelby Lynn's sister. She and Shelby did a duet album called Not Dark Yet. And that includes a cover of Kurt Cobain and The Killers and Merrill Haggard.
Ooh.
I got to hear that. I got to check that out.
Yeah, wow, interesting.
Mm-hmm. That sounds...
Speaking of The Killers,
That sounds pretty interesting. All right. Lana Wachowski is 58, one of the Wachowski, the sisters, but they used to be the Wachowski brothers, of course. They wrote and directed and created the Matrix movies, changed the game when it comes to action movies. Like, they invented bullet time. incredible work. Not to mention, obviously, the writing and the storytelling that her and her brother have done. Mm-hmm. Incredible work. Also, should be noted that now Larry is Lana and Andy is Lily. So they're both they've done this, both of them have switched genders.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, I believe that Lana was doing this a little bit before this was becoming a household thing.
It did. I remember when she came out as transgender. And you're right, it was early in the game. And that was really remarkable.
Cost them a lot of work.
Yep.
Cost them a lot of, work that they didn't even know because they didn't even get, like, interviews or would, hey, we want to bring these directors in to direct Speed Racer or something like that, like they did. That wasn't their project. Well, that one actually was.
Yep.
You know, that's how these things usually work, but they're not getting calls. And now they finally are again, but they weren't for a while.
The entire Matrix series.
Everything. Yes, yes.
And I have to say, I love her hair. It's fun.
Yeah. Great hair. Yeah. And great artists. Great artists. I love the Matrix movies. I'm one of those few people that is okay with all three of them. I followed the story.
I thought
it was okay. But nothing, the first Matrix movie is top five greatest action movies all time.
It's got to be. Yep.
It has to be. Just period. Kip Winger is 62. Lead singer of Winger, of course. He wasn't the lead singer of Judas Priest.
He was the lead singer of Winger. That would have been weird, right? Yeah.
Very weird.
Well, you know, he just wanted to be called by his name.
Yeah, that's right.
Not Hootie.
Nice.
See, he was smart. Yeah.
Nice. Joey Kramer is 73, Aerosmith's longtime drummer.
Mm-hmm.
Great drummer. He's another one that I saw in person when I saw Aerosmith, and he was incredible.
Nice.
Got a couple of people from Family Ties celebrating birthday. Meredith Baxter is 76.
No.
She was the mom, of course, on Family Ties.
One of the great TV moms of all time.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Top 10 TV moms of all time, Meredith Baxter. And Michael Gross, 76. Stephen Keaton, the dad on Family Ties.
I didn't know they shared a birthday.
I didn't either.
That's cool. Either. Oh, well,
that was
really
probably fun on set.
Yeah, I bet. Big party. Saved a lot of money on cake.
Yeah.
You know?
You guys are sharing a cake, right? Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize he was in all the Tremors movies.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
He's awesome in those movies.
He's got a mustache and an accent in those movies. So it takes you a minute to realize who it is.
Michael Gross, yeah.
He was a good character actor. He is a good character actor.
Yes, very much so.
I haven't seen him in a while, but I always enjoyed his work.
Mm-hmm.
Ray Davies is 79, lead singer and songwriter of The Kinks.
One of the best.
Definitely. I mean,
all time. You got to give him credit, man.
Going to have me listening to This Time Tomorrow, my favorite Kinks song. Going to be listening to that later today. There's not a bad Kinks song, though.
They're
all great out there. And Bernie Koppel is 90. Doc on the Love Boat and Siegfried and Get Smart. Another great character actor.
Mm-hmm.
One more time, we want to wish very happy birthdays to Sarah Place, to Kelsey Z, to our good friend Stephen Hittner, to John Klingforth, and to our qualifier today, Gary Munch.
Happy birthday, everyone.
Happy birthday, everyone.
Stick around for Melissa's News. Otherwise, we encourage you to head on over to Misty's Menu. Treat yourself. Get on over there. They're open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. We're going to have some fun right now. Melissa, Seth, and I are welcoming to the WFHR stage our good friend Phil Hartley from Quality Plus Printing. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, great to be on stage again.
Welcome.
I thought you'd like that.
James.
Hey, how's things going on over there at Quality Plus Printing, Phil?
Going really well, thank you. Yep, staying busy, which we like to be.
Mm-hmm.
So very good.
Bring it
you.
On.
Yeah. We're going to be sending some people your way before we wrap up here, Phil. So what is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
So as you know, you often ask me where I get the words from or where they come from. So this one, actually, somebody called me. And called me this word, and I had to go running to see what it was because I thought for sure I did something wrong. And I offended somebody.
Yes.
And then I thought, this is a pretty cool word. So the word is, and I got to make sure I said it right, plucky.
Yeah,
it's a good word.
Yeah,
that's a good word. I definitely want to make sure to pronounce that one correctly.
Right, especially on the radio.
We're going to slow down.
Oh, that's a good one. What is the definition of that, Phil?
So we got a couple of definitions, but It says, having or showing determined courage in the face of difficulties.
Yeah.
Or,
mm-hmm.
or spirited and brave. You know, a little bit of both of that is mixed in.
There you go.
After I read that and then looked at it, oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to take that word and own it now, man.
Somebody calls you plucky, you puff your chest out a little bit.
All right, yeah.
I wouldn't have thought of that, though. That's a really interesting. If you asked me what the definition of plucky is, that's not what I would have given. That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's probably not something you want to put on your shirt because people will look at you. not probably a great nickname to have, but you know.
That is a fun one.
You know, this is a customer who knows about what we do here, right?
Yes.
This word of the week, and she talks to me. She comes in here quite often. And sometimes when I'm actually on the air with you guys, she's in here, and that's why the bells and whistles go off every time I'm with you. Because she visits on Wednesday mornings, it seems like. Anyway, she knew about this. So when she sent that email back to me, she knew she was in for the word of the week here. So I told her. I said, oh, my God, I'm using that.
We want to encourage more people to get on over there. Give Phil more words to do.
And
of course, the great team over there, more to do. Phil, when it comes to the work that you guys got going on over there, any projects coming up you wanted to tell us about? Anything fun and exciting?
Oh, no. You know, just got an order overnight. It's going to be a challenge, but we're going to pull it off. From a company that does a lot of marketing for McDonald's.
Mm.
And does a lot of safety like calendars and things for them for their team, and it's a big order for us. You know, it's really cool. So you know how we got that? We were having this location. Isn't that funny? Right on East Street. Gentleman that worked for this company was visiting Wisconsin Rapids and came in to talk to me about the project, and we worked on it and worked on it. Now it's come to fruition. So it's really a cool thing that just to know that he was just in this area as a regional manager. And we went to work on it with my team and, you know, and some others. And we're going to have this project coming here. So it's really cool. Sometimes the location where we're at brings in people like that.
I wanted to say so badly there, oh, it's a happy accident. And I didn't realize I was referencing Bob Ross. And I'm stuck on that now, apparently.
Happy trees.
It is cool when that happens, though.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of things. Yeah, that's so good to hear, Phil. That's really good to hear.
Way out of left field, is to use the baseball analogy. Royce Clayton, by the way. And
thank you.
Was that it?
Royce Clayton the one, yes.
I'm guessing.
Yes. That's one of the names. It might have been him, yeah. But yes, that's...
I was eavesdropping on that conversation.
That's all right. That's all right.
We'll allow it.
Yes.
When you talk baseball, you got me.
Okay, good.
We kind of encourage it.
Yeah.
So, no, and Kane, we're working on some projects for Sand Valley, you know, currently, too, as well. We got some great customers. ERCO Manufacturing, we do a lot of safety, different labels for them that they put on their rail cars before they go out. We do a lot of printing of those and some different manufacturing where we're back to, we have to grommet them, some of them, you know. So there's been some different bindery work that goes into making those orders as well in the background, that we have a great team in the back room doing that. So our local manufacturers, Nine Dragons, Verso, Billerud.
We see your work all over, Phil, and and we're going to be wearing your work too, because I'm going to be over there one of these days to get our new IDs. I want to get all of us IDs for our remotes. I'll be over there to do that with you. We'll work on that together, you and that amazing team. I'll see you very soon, and we'll see you. We'll talk with you next Wednesday with another Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. One more time, Phil. Carefully. What is our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday?
It is. Plucky.
I encourage everybody to use that word as much as possible today. Carefully, but much as possible.
Get
might not want to shout it across the street at somebody, but you know. Phil, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you, brother.
My pleasure. Take care, you guys. Have a great day.
You too. You and your team over there have a great day, Phil. They join us every Wednesday, our friends at Quality Plus Printing, with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Join them over at 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. They open their doors at around 8, so they're open right around now.
Mm-hmm.
You can give them a call as well. It's 423-7440. That's 423-7440. Be sure to bookmark their webpage, qpprinting.com. Follow them on social media. It's a great follow. Buy local, support local. We will take a quick commercial break. Come back, more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Hope you're having a good one. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. And we want to send a big shout-out to our friends at Quality Plus Printing, Phil Hartley, joining us every Wednesday. And a special shout-out to Maria. Maria Hartley is competing for the Miss Wisconsin this week. I want to wish her well wishes and hope everything goes well for her. Break a leg. Have fun. Enjoy yourself. You're going to do great. Mm-hmm. We're pulling for you, Maria. Go ahead and bring back that crown.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Most importantly, enjoy yourself. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the journey and have fun with it. You deserve it. She's a great kid.
She is a good kid.
She's a really, really good kid. Mm-hmm. We appreciate our friends over at Quality Plus Printing joining us every Wednesday.
Yep.
So it is the longest day of the year, everybody, summer-wise. Most people have been in summer mode for weeks, but if you really keep it real and wait for the official first day of summer, this is your moment.
Yeah.
The summer solstice is upon us, my people.
I was going to start a new religion now.
For the Northern Hemisphere.
Yeah.
Anybody else listening to us, I'm sorry, it's not yet.
No.
You got to wait yet. This is the longest day of the year. The bad news is the days get shorter from here out, but the good news is we got today, and we have a couple of solid months of this, or in Wisconsin, who knows?
Like, change at a moment's notice.
In Wisconsin, and like a lot of Midwest states, if people ask you how long summer lasts, there is no number. It's a noise.
Which is a thing. Yeah,
yes,
it is.
It is a thing in the Midwest.
It's very vague, but it's intentional that way.
You can have whole conversations with no words.
No, just like, eh?
Yes, I love our people. A new survey collected the top 50 moments people love about summer, and it's comprehensive. And we're going to go through this list. It's not in any particular order, not like one through anything. It's just kind of listed. But we, of course, love your interactions. This is your show, too, everybody. You call up at 424-2600 and join us with what makes summer to you, or what is your official first day of summer? Is it Cranberry Blossom Fest? Is it the first day you go camping? You know, whatever it might be for you. For a lot of us, is it 45 out? Okay, it's summer.
We're ready.
Yeah, like, I don't care if there's snow on the ground. It's 47 degrees outside.
Woo!
I'm putting on my Adidas shoes and my shorts, and I'm going to enjoy summer.
It's above freezing.
Let's see here. So longer days, more light in the evening. Mm-hmm. So more light in the evenings. Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Not having to wear a coat.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not having to dress in layers.
There you go. That's even better, Melissa. I like that. Now.
I have a bone to pick with people. You know, okay, I get it. Some people don't like hot weather. I get it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all have our preferences. Mm-hmm. But people always give me the old canard. Okay. Yeah, but I can always put more layers on and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but then you can't move.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. It's hot out, but you don't have to, you know, you can wear, I mean, please be appropriate, but you can wear fewer clothes, and you get movement. You can move around easily. You don't have to, like, collect things and put them on your body. Okay.
Well, but Seth, layers doesn't, you know, always mean the snowmobile suit. I keep trying to tell you that, but you're like that little kid in whatever that movie is with the red snowsuit that you can't stand up when you fall down.
Christmas Story, yeah.
Okay, so maybe my layers are a little extreme, but you know.
So we all know what it's like. You dress the kid, and you get all the layers on them, and then they got to go to the bathroom, so you have to take all the layers off. That actually happened to me this year. I was getting ready to go do, it was like, I think Christmas Day or something like that, the big, huge snowstorm we got.
Yeah.
And I'm getting ready to go out there, and I get all my stuff on, and I'm feeling really good, and I'm just about to open the door, and I'm like, uh-oh.
Now we're gonna go to the bathroom.
Oh no. What? Can I? And then you have that moment of like, can I just push through or should
I hold it? Yeah.
No. Being able to use your backyard.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, your kids get good use of your backyard in winter, but you don't. Mm-hmm. So, no. Yeah.
Well, unless you like the snow.
Mm-hmm. And
there are people that like the snow, Seth.
Oh, yeah.
Those people are. No, I'm not going to do it.
I got one of them coming in on Friday. My big sister, Terry, just loves her winter, loves her cold.
Little known fact, that's the reason Terry and I cannot be in the room together.
Yes, yeah.
Because it's a weather thing, okay?
You notice Seth and Terry are never on the show together.
We may well be the same person, actually. I don't know.
This is one for me. The smell of freshly cut grass.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I will add to that the sound of a lawnmower.
Like that like, okay, it's go time. It's summer.
Yep. Yeah.
And
I
that's
agree.
All for people who don't have allergies.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Because that's the bad part of summer for them. Yeah. And I feel bad for them for that. I love the smell of freshly cut grass.
It's great.
I'm learning to deal with this whole allergy thing.
I know, it stinks.
It is maybe the top five That Ain't Right stories of all time that you can go your whole life without allergies. And then like, hey, welcome to 45. Here you go. Here's what you get. Yeah. I didn't want this. Yeah. I didn't ask
life
for this.
Achievement.
I asked for socks, not this. Like, what the? Eating outdoors, both in your backyard and on restaurants and bar patios.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I appreciate being, especially at restaurants. It's always fun to be outside when you're eating at a restaurant.
Izzy and I were going to do that at the restaurant we went to in Appleton. I'm so glad we didn't, because then we got to have the little speakeasy thing. But it was really tempting. Any chance to eat outdoors, I do enjoy. Yeah. I do enjoy. Seeing flowers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Colorful. Yeah. Now, no one can dispute me on this. Summer is much more colorful than winter.
Absolutely.
Especially in Wisconsin.
Very true. Mm.
Many more colors out there.
I have to say, it doesn't seem like they really have a winter in California, but man, do they do spring and summer right. Mm. I'm talking about nature, not the people. That's a whole other story. But
they'll find a way to mess that up, but yes.
Yeah. The nature in California, what you can tell when it's summer, like it just all comes out, and it's so colorful. I felt like such a tourist, like there even for a year, and I'm still like just staring at all these succulents and different plants and things.
Very cool.
Being able to get loads of washing done because you have more time, or you can hang them on the line to dry.
Hang them on the line.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Yeah. That's
fresh air on your freshly dried clothes. That was my mom's favorite thing about summer was hanging her sheets out on the line.
Nice.
I guarantee it's top five for my mom too.
Yeah.
She misses that. I actually just was talking to her about this a couple weeks ago. Yeah. as soon as her hip is doing better, my dad and I are going to put a line out for her, just so she can do that.
Do some hang some laundry.
She likes doing that. She misses doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Sleeping with the windows open and driving with the windows down.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a necessity in my house right now because we're without air conditioning. So when nighttime rolls around, then you open up the house, get the nice cool air in there, and I love it. And then as soon as
it gets to morning and the sun comes up, you close it back up and close all the blinds.
You got it. You got it.
Going to barbecues. Yeah.
Of course. Those are always fun.
Yeah, outdoor barbecues.
Yeah, wearing shorts is another one.
Mm-hmm.
For people who like shorts, sure.
There's two more here that I like. Occasionally, actually wanting it to rain, which I think is an interesting one. I think I never thought about that before, but I agree with that.
It gets boring if you have something that's just constantly the same, even if it's really nice weather. A little change is not a bad thing.
Well, and you see some of these lawns, and you just feel for the grass.
Ooh,
you just feel
it's for all the browning, night, you know? Right.
But I love rainy days, so there's that.
I never get tired of rainy days.
Well, rainy days and Mondays always get me down. But
ba-dum-bum.
So do most things weather-related, Seth.
And being more likely to be spontaneous. I hadn't thought of that either, but I could see that.
A lot of people hole up in the winter. Yeah, it's true. Yeah, going out. People really like to get out and do stuff in the summer.
We all do this where I'm going to do this in the summer. And we don't always hit those things, but it does get your brain percolating. It does get your brain going and stuff, so that maybe stuff you didn't think of all of a sudden pops in your head come summertime. And you're like, you know what? I will go do this. And
they forgot one thing on that list, baseball.
Yeah, baseball.
Baseball, summer, perfect combination right there.
That's a good one. And we'll continue this conversation throughout all of summer.
Yeah.
We'll have fun with this one. We'll have more and more. Melissa, did you have anything?
No.
Okay. Go to the top of the hour here. Mornings at WFHR.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.